How are you? Like you said, my name is Ben Averett. I'm Dr. Zhang's master's student in the Department of Crop Science at Virginia Tech. I should say that Dr. Zhang wanted to be here with us, but she came down with a mild case of pregnancy and couldn't fly. So we are soybean breeders. We look at this from a different point of view. And what we'll be talking about is low phytic acid soybean meal to enhance our agricultural production. Improve the economics of the matter, and protect our natural resources. So just a quick outline, we'll be going over briefly soybeans, since I don't think many of y'all have a crop science background. We'll be talking about soybean meal, then phytic acid, what the issue is, how we solve it, and the objectives, material methods, and expected results from this experiment. So soybean is a field crop. It's pretty magical. It's used in everything if you haven't looked at your food products recently. It's used for human food, animal feed, and in every oil you ever eat. It has a very favorable nutrition profile, very high in protein for a field crop, very high in oil. And also it's produced all over from the center of the United States East and is the second largest crop in the country at 276 million tons worldwide, and about 89.5, we can call that 90 million tons here in the U.S. So we are the largest producer in the world. In aquaculture, as was just discussed for a short minute, it's being used as a alternative to the more traditional fish meal because it is high protein and it is ridiculously cheap. It's also rapidly rising in production, which we love right now. Everything outside of cattle, chicken, and pork only takes up 3% of soybean meal production in the United States, but it is on the rise. A couple years ago, that was down around 1.5%, so we doubled it. Lucky us. The question is, though, whenever you move into a new source of protein is, are there any issues? And the sad fact, I would love to say no, but there are, and that's phytic acid, which is a storage form of phosphorus. It makes up about 75% of the phosphorus in soybean, which is a high amount. And its main function is that it's a chelator of heavy metals, metals, iron, magnesium, calcium. This serves great functions in our production, but not so great within animal production. So in aquaculture, the issue with phytic acid is that fish and shrimp are monogastric or agastric and cannot digest it. They lack phytase activity in their lower gut, so all that phosphorus is not broken down and is unusable by them. It also leads to decreased food efficiency due to the chelation. They're not getting some of the nutrients that are either added to their feed or provided from the soybean. And then what the issue that we're really looking at, what we started out looking at, is the issue of runoff. We all know that what we spray into a field in manure runs off into the waterways and causes issues. In this case, it's available pea, which does tend to be the limiting nutrient in a water system, even though a lot of people tend to talk about the nitrogen runoff. The phosphorus is actually the bigger issue, at least in the eastern U.S. where we are. And I always hate to include these sort of slides when talking to a room full of professionals, but this is what happens. The nutrient runs off. We get an algal bloom. Algal bloom causes death through hypoxia, lack of oxygen, which leads to bad issues, including this, which is a fish kill. And I do like to point out that this is personal for me. This was taken about a mile from my sister's house in my hometown. The Neuse River, which is the third most polluted river in the U.S. because of phosphorus runoff. So what we were trying to look at when we originally started in with this low phytic acid was the environmental impact, because it's massive in the eastern U.S. and the Neuse River and the Chesapeake Bay. So there are a couple solutions. The first one, and the one that's most widely used, is adding phytase, extraneous phytase, to the feed. That's really, really expensive. For obvious reasons, you have to extract it from bacteria and algae, and it gets very, very expensive for the growers who have a tight budget. The other one is pea-centric manure application. So I probably should explain that when we put out fertilizer in agronomy, we always put out based on the N rate. And we kind of ignore the amount of phosphorus, and what we end up with is 20 times as much phosphorus as we actually need. And that has nowhere to go but out, because it ain't coming up. And then the other way, which is what we're focusing on, is genetically lowered phytic acid content in the seed. We have three ways of doing this, but two kind of come together. The first one is a pair of genes, LPA1 and LPA2, which were developed at Arkansas by, I believe, Dr. Pingyan Chen, who's floating around here somewhere, through mutagenesis. The first one is involved in inositol phosphate. It puts phosphate on the inositol sugar background. As you can see, it's kind of on the right side over there. And then the second one is involved in a ABC transporter that puts it into the seed. And both of these QTL are required to actually produce what we would consider a low phytic acid phenotype, which is below 1,500 parts per million. The second one is MIPS-1. This was developed by Dr. Sagai Maroof, who is another one of my advisors. I think he's actually my advisor. It's part of a family of four, and it is the major QTL. It's involved in the actual production of the sugar backbone, and what we really, really love about this one is that it changes the sugar content of the seed to a much better profile. It's high sucrose, low raffinose, low stachyose, which is exactly what our animal producers want, and I believe it's the same for aqua. So the objectives of this experiment were to see how this soybean meal works in a shrimp production environment. We wanted to look at the actual production quality, the growth rates, and then the nutrient utilization, and also the kind of what we keep coming back to, which is the environmental quality issues. So the materials we're using, we have two different soybean meals. The first is Glen. It's a very high phytate, about 3,000 parts per million, and is a very widely grown conventional variety. That's why we use it. The other is VS070094, which is at about 1,300 parts per million, depending on the day. We're also using some supplemental nutrients, oils, all the normal things that you'll find in meal and Pacific white shrimp, which are these lovely fellas. So our methods, we got three feeds, a high, a medium, and a low. Essentially, we are doing that by combining the two meals. They're all isocaloric, isonitrogenous, so the only real difference, hopefully, is going to be the phytate content. We got three tanks per treatment. Right now, we're doing 10 shrimp per tank. We are hoping to exponentially grow the size, each one with its own independent filtration and heating system. So the parameters we're looking at a whole wide range of things. pH, temperature, salinity, all the things you really care about in the water quality. And we're also looking at weight, because the feed will be based off of 10% of the weight of the total tank. So what we expect to see, and I should point out we haven't started this yet because of some unfortunate issues with moving our entire food science department, with whom we're collaborating, but we're hoping to see a higher water quality, which is our main goal. And we're hoping to have the added benefit of a higher feed efficiency, which will make this a cheaper and better alternative for our land-based aquaculture producers. And then the next steps we want to see is we want to have a feed based with the phytase addition, so that way we can make sure that this is actually better than what's currently being used. And like I said, we want to exponentially grow our sizes up to larger and larger tanks. So that's it. This is that same river on a nicer day. Hopefully we can get it back to looking like that. I do want to thank my advisor, Dr. Jung, Dr. Kuhn, our collaborator at Virginia Tech, and also Dr. Addison at Texas A&M, who is also collaborating with us, because we don't know how to make a good meal. So if there are any questions.
Thank you. Questions?
I must have explained it well.
You did a good job.
I'm telling you.